The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. About 540 million years ago, the ancestors of most modern animal groups suddenly appeared on the scene in an outburst of speciation known as the Cambrian Explosion. Many of these pioneering creatures left fossils behind. Some are so well preserved that scientists have been able to use scanning electron microscope images to piece together their inner anatomy, including their eyes, which help the researchers reconstruct their owner's view of the world. Just as there are myriad different animal species, not all of us view the world in the same way. Humans, like many predators, from wolves to hawks, have binocular vision, which is terrific for depth perception and critter catching. But other vertebrates, including many fish and reptiles, have their eyes on the top or side of their heads. And of course, once you start reviewing the eyes of invertebrates, get ready to be blown away. Take the box jellyfish. They may look simple, but this cephalopod sports 24 eyes arranged in separate clusters. And the purple sea urchin's entire body acts like one big eye.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.